and PJ podcast.
CDM. Good evening and welcome to tonight's podcast. Thanks to our mates at My Republic.
Merry Tuesday, everybody.
Big night for you tonight. You're going to Hanson.
I'm so excited. You actually surprised me with something pretty cool on the show today. I thought you were joking, but you weren't, and you were being nice. So thank you.
You've done your standard thing.
What?
Where you don't buy concert tickets. And then you hang out in the hope that the record company will give you something
free.
I didn't
even think about it. Ali, the web girl, came up. She's like, yo, you want to go to Hanson tonight? There's some free tickets
floating around
the
office. What was the last concert ticket you paid for?
Adele.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I paid for my ex-boyfriend's ticket as well.
Oh, that was a present. That was a present.
Actually, no, he ended up getting those tickets and I ended up getting some free ones. But I did pay for the tickets.
What?
Thank you
very
much.
Okay, before that?
A lot.
Unbelievable.
Cats.
No one paid to see Cats.
I don't know. I do pay for tickets. I do, but we are very fortunate in this industry that
not we. Don't say we. I've got all free tickets.
It's don't like going to concerts because you've got a short attention span.
I'd go if they're free. Hey, look, coming up, as mentioned, yes, surprise for PJ. Oh, it was Hanson. I got Hanson to call in. I'm blind the surprise. But it's worth listening to the call because she absolutely melts down. It's always good to open when you're chatting with a special guest saying, hey, I just got last minute tickets to your show. That screamed, hey, I don't love you enough to buy them.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
I don't love you enough to buy them. I just waited for free ones.
Coming up in the show, What Are You Cooking makes a return. We also talked about something that I developed, a new habit over the holidays with one of my best friends. We'd never done it together before. And, it became a bit weird.
You know, I've changed my diet since coming back from holidays.
Yeah, you said you're going to be a paleo.
I'm off ice cream. I haven't touched it.
You know that's not paleo. You don't think that just excluding ice cream from your diet makes you paleo or clean? Have you been that? Because you literally said to me, I'm paleo now.
No.
Please tell me. Please tell me you thought it was not that. No. You know what paleo is, right?
Meat. Do I just eat a lot of meat? Or is that a carnival?
Yeah, it is. Now, paleo, they basically don't like have carbs.
Oh, I love pasta.
Yeah, you can't really have carbs and a bunch of sugars and stuff.
So no fun. No fun equals paleo.
It's basically food in its purest form. So vegetables and meats.
The paleo stuff Art and Matilda sent us in from The Bachelor.
Yeah, that was really tasty. It looks suspiciously tasty.
It looks fucking expensive. But
yeah, you do pay a bit for that.
Paleo.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm off the ice cream. Which is big for me. Like, I ice cream since coming back from Bali.
You said, like, 2 days ago you're off the booze and then you had red wine last night.
Yeah, celebrated with a glass. No. Like, I'm off the partying booze. Like, I just drank so many cocktails in Bali.
Yeah,
I'm done. I'm done.
I had sangria, Aperol Spritz, Prosecco.
Like, we've got work drinks next Thursday.
Yeah, you do that. I know.
I'm not even excited about it.
Okay.
No. Normally,
call me back and tell me next Wednesday if that's what you're feeling.
Normally, I would sit there and say, like, hey, guys, next Thursday, can't wait. You know, I'm telling you now and put it on the record, I'm not excited about next Thursday. Like, I'm not planning a big one. And I genuinely mean it this time.
I literally said, call me back next Wednesday and then tell me how you feel.
Is this the radio party?
Yeah. I'm not going big.
Yeah, right. Okay.
There is no support.
Well,
no
prove to us that you will go with your word and we'll give you support.
Intern Deviant, you support me? I'm going to have a quiet one.
Hell no.
Do you guys think I have a problem?
No, not a problem, but you're like Uncle Deviant Jace.
In what world would that be believable? You're like the team leader of party.
Yeah, you are. You're the team leader,
no,
devil.
No. Don't do this in case my wife's listening. All right, okay, we're out of here. Enjoy the podcast, everyone. I am off to Tuesday night.
You think she doesn't know who you are? She knows well and truly.
Should we have a bet?
Yep.
Should what?
Should we do a bet?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. What? How do we?
You still owe Deviant $20.
No, I paid him. Remember, I was paying my bills.
What was that for?
I paid my bills. I put the bet in there. Yeah, thank you.
Why did you owe him $20?
A bet.
Right.
Yeah, it was, I don't know.
I didn't go into detail.
No, it doesn't matter about the bet.
We can do a bet.
Oh, I don't want to do a bet. You know what?
This is a thousand things.
I'm going to set myself a curfew.
Okay. Home by 12.
Done. Easy.
Home by 12 next
next Thursday, 100% home by 12 at the party.
Yeah, that's classic you. You just, all you'll do is combine that time that you would otherwise have till 3 a.m.
till before 12.
Yeah, good point.
And go you hard. Just go hard from 9 till
Oh, Deviant's coming 12. In.
Oh,
what's
here,
up?
Hang on, here we go.
If you're not home before 12.
Hang on, the mic's on
if,
it.
If
on.
You're not home before 12,
yep.
What happens then? Well, you put money on it or something.
Well, we lose the bet.
Oh, I don't want to put money on it. I will...
I was going to say put the cheese cutter on it, but you don't want that anyway. So.
I will be Deviant Davo's chauffeur for the week.
Oh, yes, please.
What, if you're not home by midnight?
Because I know he, like, scooters to work and has to, like, walk and all that sort of stuff. He's an intern. He can't afford an Uber.
Yes,
yes.
Please.
Oh, my on, God. Hang amazing.
On, hang on. That doesn't include, like, a text at 4 a.m. Saturday when you've rounded up with some guy off Grindr and you want me to come pick you up down the street because you're doing a run.
Hold up, though. This
you don't come
work
into work until 12:30.
What?
You don't come into work till 12:30. He
to
starts
in,
at, like, I'll
have to come in earlier to drive him.
Ah. Oh, this is going to be good. All right, Jace. We'll see you for a non-party-ish Thursday.
Jeez, yeah. I'm going to take a sleeping pill so I pass out by 11:30, just to be sure. The Jace and PJ
podcast. So yesterday, both Jace and I returned from holiday. So I went to Europe and I did a couple of countries. Very, very fortunate. I've been wanting to do this for a long time.
I was happy just to go to one place.
I fit in a lot.
Have you got the travel bug now?
I do. I really do. I now understand it. Now I'm just like planning my next trip. But anyway.
How you reckon I'd go over there? Language barrier doing my head in?
No, I think you'd actually really like it.
Right, okay.
My friend Gina and I, we were in Croatia. We did the Croatia League just by ourselves.
Was this before or after you hooked up with the guy who was from Invercargill? Only you would go around the world and hook up with one person who was actually from New Zealand.
So Gina and I went out for this dinner. It was like one of our final dins and we were like, okay, let's make it nice. And we're sitting there and...
Just celebrating the trip.
Yeah, just celebrating the trip.
Reminiscing on the kiss.
No. And we wrap up and we're trying to make our way to a taxi stand because we were going to go on to this bar afterwards.
Right. Well, you have to go onto the bar afterwards. That's compulsory.
Long story short, we get lost and we literally keep walking around the town for about 3 times.
Yeah.
And we bump into these guys and they're like, g'day, mate. And we're like, oh, Aussies. It's Aussies. Hello. You feel like, you know, when you come across Australia.
Well, you used to date one, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they're like, why don't you guys come down to our boat?
God almighty. You really like to stick with what you know, don't you? You hooked up with a guy from Invercargill and then you're attracted to a bunch of Australians.
We were lost, so this was quite welcoming. Right. We're like, oh, cool. And they're like, yeah, yeah, you've got to see the boat we're staying on. So we go on and we're chatting and, you know, they tell us a bit about themselves and they're like, yeah, well, you know, we're sort of just at uni at the moment. We're 21.
Right. They're what?
21.
Oh, PJ.
And I'm not 21, obviously.
The cougar's out.
No.
There's a cougar loose on the boat, everybody.
And so my friend Gina, she's probably better at telling lies than myself. She smoothly slips in the fact that, yeah, we're travelling and we're 23.
And what I'm are you, 26?
I'm 26.
Yeah, right. So that age is a big thing.
No, it's
but,
not.
You know.
But I'm sitting here. Like, and I was quite paranoid on the trip that I had a really wrinkly forehead. Don't ask. Side note.
Okay, yep.
So I'm sitting here and we're talking and they're like, oh, cool, blah, blah, blah. So what do you do? You're in London. And then I'm like, we're not 23, we're 26.
You just said it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can't
Pete.
Lie. And Gina's like, PJ, what are you doing?
PJ.
And they're like, oh.
Did you follow it up with, oh, my God, it's 10 o'clock. I need to go to bed. Like.
They're like, oh, to be fair, like, it doesn't matter. It's
no.
all good. And I'm like,
you're the one making an issue out of it. I would never commit a crime with you.
Oh, no, don't. There'd don't
be a knock
get me involved.
There'd be a knock on the door and you just open the door holding the bloody knife. And it's like, no, 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 that's actually someone just selling chocolate. That's not the cops. Oh, okay. I'll put it away till they arrive. Like, mate.
Do you reckon I could pass off at 23?
Well, not with that forehead now that you've pointed it out. The Jace and PJ podcast. Slip of the tongue before.
Yeah,
slip
okay, look, we need to clear this up. Before Jace was talking about the America's Cup, he accidentally said the American Cup. He knew that.
And like, it was a, it
he
was
knew
a,
that. It was a slip of the tongue.
It was
I'm even going to defend you there because that was the first time you've said that.
I'm already, we're all, are we getting calls on this as well? 0800 dial ZM anytime you want to join the show. Hello, ZM, you're on the air.
Hey there.
Hello.
How's it going?
We're good.
Hey, I was actually calling in because I don't know much about the American Cup, but I was calling because I heard that somebody's coming to the show tonight, our show in town here in Auckland.
PJ.
And I wanted to say hello.
What?
PJ, this is a surprise for you.
What?
Do you know who it is?
Oh, PJ. PJ, hey, I hear you're coming to see us.
Is this Taylor?
Good guess. This is Taylor Hansen.
Shut up!
No,
I got last minute tickets. I'm so excited to come see you guys.
No, don't tell him it's last minute because that means he didn't buy tickets at the start.
I'm always coming. Oh my God. So good to have you guys in the country.
We're here, and you know, I just wanted to give you a call and just say, got to come say hello.
Oh, what, are you near the building?
No, he's not coming in.
Oh, okay.
Jesus, can't you just be grateful with a phone call?
I'm so grateful. Oh, welcome to New Zealand. You're a childhood hero.
Well, thank you very much.
This is why we don't have. Hey Taylor, it's Jace here, mate. Thanks for helping me out with the surprise.
You're very welcome.
This is why we don't have celebs on the show much, because obviously, as you can hear, we don't play it cool.
Good luck for the gig tonight.
You don't have to yell
at
him.
Good luck for the gig tonight. I hope it goes well. I'll be there cheering.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully you'll have a great time tonight.
Taylor, between you and I, I'd add security. Like, I'd up it tonight. Whatever you've organised, mate, add some. What? He's still on the line. So.
I know. Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Keeping it cool.
Okay, like, stop.
Okay, all right.
Stop. Taylor,
hey,
we'll let you go, but thanks so much for the surprise, mate. And enjoy your time in New Zealand as well.
Absolutely.
Good on you, mate. Say hi to your brothers for us. Okay, bye.
Will do.
Bye.
Taylor, she's waving. I know you can't see it, but...
Okay, I'm waving too.
Yeah.
Bye.
See you, buddy.
See ya.
Hey, hey.
How did you do that?
Hey, hey.
Was that real?
Yeah, it was... No, well, hey, I think we learned you don't put fake celebrities through. We all learned that a few weeks back. Genuinely real, mate.
Yes.
There you go.
Stoked.
You know what?
What?
I'll get you in the mood.
Yeah.
There you go. I know. Woo! Hanson playing New Zealand tonight. With extra security now, thanks to Peach. This will get you in the mood. We will come back and chat about the America's Cup soon.
Big difference.
Jace and PJ getting you home. It's it.
The Jace and PJ Podcast.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Yesterday on the show, you may have heard me giving Jace a gift. I was being selfless for one of the first times in my life, and I actually spent some time overseas purchasing him a lovely cheese cutter hat.
Before the show, I walked in, you're on the phone to your dad, Leo,
yeah,
in Christchurch. Mm. G'day, big Lee dog.
he's ironing at the moment in the shed, so hi.
Really?
Yeah. God, here's the radio out there.
You're cool, Leo. Probably got, you know, a little bottle of scotch out there as well. He's been ironing the same shirt for 6 hours. I heard him say to you, is Joyce wearing the hat?
Yeah, he asked.
I feel like it's a bit of a stitch up and everyone's laughing
at me. No, it's not.
Actually,
no, it's not a stitch up. We're here with you because we're like, we want to advance fashion on this show. Like, we're not exactly...
I realise, okay, that I am not the most fashionable person.
You're wearing a new hoodie today. It looks very good. It doesn't really match the hat, but...
And I realise I've been wearing the same trucker hat for like 4 years.
Yeah.
But I just don't think the one you got me is my style.
There's actually a lot of support on social. On Instagram, James Sear says, love it. Another one said, love it, Jace. You must wear this thoughtful gift all the time. It looks amazing on him from Codex Moments. Some other people were not so...
Hey, it's triple... No, it's 4x XL. Like, that's a big head.
You said you had a big head.
4x XL.
Is it actually too big?
It's massive. It is massive. It's like I'm wearing a tent on my head.
Yeah, but it still looks like good.
I got producer Alex to measure my head before. Have you got my measurements there? We measured my head because I said, can you check what the average head size?
Do you have the biggest head on the team?
No. What, ego?
No. Well, yeah, we know that.
I thought our intern, the Deviant, had quite a large head.
Yeah,
but
he's got a large mug.
I think he's the biggest one out of all of us.
You do?
And my head too.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. 62 centimetres yours is, and the average is 59.
Oh, so break it to me gently, mate. God, just boom.
That's usually not that big.
I think mine's 63. Yours might be, I think, intern deviant 62 and a half.
Yeah, no, mine's the same as yours, Jace.
So, mate, what's average? 59.
Yeah. That's actually not that much bigger.
How big did you think it was, though? Like, the hat
you... always said I've got a big head, so I just went over and I go, I want the biggest hat I can get. How big can a head get?
Well, I didn't know they go XXXXL. Like, that's degrading.
I just wanted to cover all bases.
That's really degrading. Like, I remember, you know, going between, like, large to XL. That was a sad day. And you've got me XXXXL.
What's the biggest head?
What?
What's the biggest head?
Is there an official biggest head recorded or anything?
There's some world records, but they're not like an average size head. Like there's people that have been born with abnormally large heads.
Ah, right. So not naturally. Like yeah. There was a guy actually commented underneath the photo on our Facebook page saying, I'll take the hat. I've got a big head. Can I give him the hat?
No. We can't.
If it fits him, if he's got an XXXXL head, can I give him the XXXXL hat?
But it's a present. It's a gift.
There's no, I can't wear it. I look ridiculous. I went out in the office before, everyone's like, mate, can't even see your eyebrows. Like, I look ridiculous. You know, I put the, oh, no, don't worry.
What? What did you do?
When I went to bed last night, I said to Lou, we're getting into bed. She's like, all right, let's go to sleep. And I'm like, well, she's like, no, let's go to bed. And I'm like, would you like me to put on the hat?
What do you mean?
Like, the hat you got me. I was like, hey, I could put on the hat.
What, to be like,
I don't
sexy?
Know. Yeah, she didn't want the hat.
Yeah, she wanted to go to sleep.
I've never seen her fall asleep so quick. It was like she passed out. I was like, Lou, I don't think she's waking up. Okay, I'll tell you what. Can we track down, let's play Perfect Strangers. Can we track down the guy? Are you guys visualising me naked wearing the hat?
Yes, it was just too much. It was too much.
Maybe it's got the biggest grin on his face.
All right, not you imagine it. That weirds me out. Hey, can we track down the guy on our Facebook page that said he's got a massive head?
It's a gift.
If he's got a large head, and I'll tell you what, only if he fits the hat. If his head fits the hat, can he have the hat?
Okay.
All right, we'll chat with Big Head next.
ZM's Jason PJ.
ZM, Big Head and PJ getting you home. look, it's Jason PJ here. When we were away on holidays, if you missed it yesterday, Paige bought me back a present.
Yeah, you can check it out. Jace wearing the present in our Facebook page.
Did you go to Amsterdam?
No.
Damn it. I was going to say, you could have got me a very lovely gift from there or something.
Yes, well, I didn't go instead, there. And I think that is best for everyone.
In London, you decided. Was it London where you got it? She decided to get me a chimney sweeper's hat.
No, it's not a chimney sweeper's hat.
I look like a chimney sweeper.
It's a cool cheese cutter hat and it brings some form of sophistication to the show.
Also brings 15 years to my age. Like, I look like a 45-year-old bloody chauffeur.
It finally matches you. I'm kidding.
You're saying I'm too old to wear my trucker hat?
No, I just think that Von Zipper hat belonged in 2004.
I'll tell you, you find me the right hat, we can do a burning ceremony for the Von Zipper.
Really?
No. So I said to you, because you got me XXXXL.
Oh, it's because you always harp on about how it's impossible for you to find the right hat because you've got a big head.
Anyway, I've said, can I give it away if I find the right head? People actually sent in texts saying, can we win it?
Yeah, people
they want a competition.
I don't want to sign the hat.
I don't want to lower the hat to a competition. But I'm just saying I want to find the right home for it, but it's got to fit the head. Someone hit us up on Facebook. We've got him on the screen as Tim Bighead. Hey, Tim, how are you?
Not too bad, mate.
I believe you're a drama teacher, mate.
I am.
Right, and you've got a massive head.
Some have said it, yes.
Right. Do you know what... So you've had a look at the photo. You know what a cheese cutter style hat is. Have you ever worn one yourself?
I've got one that's kind of similar, which I paid an absolute fortune to have custom made.
Yeah.
So you've got to have your head so big you have to have custom.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. So would it be XXXXL?
I mean, possibly. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
So, Tim, you've seen the photo of Jace wearing it. He's not being grateful about it. And I mean, I'm not going to force him to wear it if he hates it. If you were to fit this hat...
Perfectly.
It has to be like the Cinderella, will the shoe fit?
Yeah.
But will the hat fit on Tim? would you wear this?
I mean, I think it looks classy. I'd be happy to wear it.
Okay, whereabouts in the country are you?
Wellington.
Okay, here's what we'll do. We will ship the hat overnight to you, and then tomorrow we'll get you on the show, and we'll do it via Skype. Don't open the package until tomorrow on the show, and we'll get you to put the hat on, and we'll watch you on Skype. And if it fits, boom, you've got yourself a new hat.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, done. If not, we have to find a new head. We'll be looking for a head. Okay.
Good.
Okay. All right. Get your mind together. See you, Timmy. There goes Tim. Big
Bye,
head.
Tim.
Possibly the new hat owner. God, mate. Must
really
have
don't do anything 50%, do you? I love how you're like, all right, we're going to send you the box. Don't open it. It's going to be a full-on hat ceremony.
What, mate, I said it. You don't have to run me through the rules. I know how it's going to run down tomorrow.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Coming up, some researchers have done some research in South Korea. Researchers.
What
have
else do researchers do?
They also went for lunch.
Yep.
They came back. They spoke about their weekend. They exchanged photos. Then back to their research.
Yes, producer Alex.
Oh, you obviously didn't have enough time away from PJ over your holiday.
So look, these nerds have done some research in South Korea. I think it's absolutely ridiculous the results they've come up with. I'll talk about what they're focusing on coming up in a tick. First though,
what are you cooking?
We love this game. It's called What Are You Cooking? How it works, you give us a call, 0800 dials ZM. You're heading home from work. You're thinking about what you're going to cook for dinner. You tell us three ingredients that will feature in your dish, and then our culinary skills combined.
Yes.
We will pick What Are You Cooking?
The problem with this game is it always makes me really hungry. Normally we play it later in the show.
Now, we'll point out you are playing for pride.
Yes. no 0800. Prize, but
well,
pride.
You know what we should do next week? We should have to shout their ingredients.
That's a great idea. Or they cook it for us. Or we cook it for them. Or maybe, no, just go with the ingredients.
Let's get them a Prezi card.
Hello, Sarah. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good, Sarah. All right, three ingredients. What do you got?
Tofu.
Oh, see you, Sarah.
No, you dare, Jason. Go back. Oh, I'm an eminent vegetarian, so Sarah, welcome back.
So you were saying tofu? Yep.
Spinach?
Yes.
It gets better.
And nutmeg.
Oh, okay.
Please hold.
Tofu, spinach, and nutmeg.
I'm glad we're not doing your new rule where they cook it for us. Nutmeg in?
Nutmeg.
Is that
It's...
This might be silly. You know when you make, like, filet pastry and you brush it? That's just with normal egg, isn't it? That's not like a nut... No, okay. What,
do you think nutmeg's an egg? Oh, my God.
What's nutmeg?
It's phyllo pastry as well, not phyllo pastry.
You
the old phyllo pastry.
Heaven a pearl of Hawkins. No, nutmeg. No, I do believe nutmeg's a form of a spice.
Right, okay.
Correct? Because we in our spice puddles at home, we have
Yes.
Yeah, you have no idea. I want to say, okay, spinach, but a tofu.
Yeah.
Could be actually like a spanakopita. But what about a vegetarian spanakopita?
What's a spanakopita?
Greek dish.
You don't even know what a spanakopita is. You just chuck.
No, I do. Spanakopita is the spinach thing. With the
I imagine a stir fry. I'm feeling
with
like,
nutmeg.
Well, it's a spice. Okay, it's a spice.
Could be.
Okay, we're going for that.
All right.
Okay, Sarah, are you making a tofu stir fry?
I am not.
Damn it.
Are you making a spanakopita?
No.
What are you cooking?
Vegan cannelloni.
Oh, yum.
A slow cooker.
Oh, that sounds good.
A vegan cannelloni? Oh, God.
Sorry, Sarah, about his reaction. He's very naive. Let's go to Caitlin. Hello.
Hi.
Are you?
I'm good, thanks.
All right, we're moving on from a vegan cannelloni in a slow cooker, which is just like, I mean, that's a tease. You come home and you see the slow cooker on, you're like, this is going to be good. Then you open it and it's like, what the? Okay, what are your three ingredients?
Jalapenos, cheese, and sour cream.
Oh, please
there
hold.
We go.
This is easy.
All right,
I had
jalapeno,
it last night. It's Mexican.
Sour cream,
it's Mexican.
And cheese. Yeah, but that is very vague. You need to be quite specific.
Nachos?
Hey, where have you been?
Research.
Okay, jalapeno.
Yep.
Sour cream and cheese.
It'll be nachos. It'll definitely be nachos.
Really?
Yeah, it'll be nachos for sure.
Not like what about a enchilada?
Could be an enchilada. What do you want to lock in? Enchilada. Let's go enchilada.
No, go nachos. Go nachos.
Are you
sure? The obvious answer. We screwed up our first one. Let's just try this.
Are you cooking nachos?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Spanakopita! Boom!
Thanks for playing, Caitlin.
You're welcome.
Have you ever heard of a spanakopita in your life, Caitlin?
Yes!
No, I haven't. No.
Everyone knows spanakopita!
Well, that's two people
not
we've
everyone
asked.
Everyone knows their contents.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
telling me that.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Anytime you want to correct us, you can send us a text 9696.
That is literally all the texts we receive. Corrections on the way we mispronounce words.
What did we called it a spanakopita.
I called it a spanakopita, and a lot of people are saying it's pronounced spanakopita.
It's a Greek dish?
Yes, it is a Greek dish. I got right. That correct. Spanakopita. Oh, I don't know. It's hard to interpret from the text.
Gotcha.
I hope I didn't offend anyone in the process.
Feta. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
Gotcha. How's this? I mentioned before, researchers in South Korea are doing research. Blew my mind. They're looking into noise pollution, and they've just done research on 100 volunteers testing out non-invasive car horns.
Oh, that's actually a good idea, because I scare myself so many times when I accidentally knock it. You know when you accidentally hit the horn?
And then you freak out.
And it gives you a massive fright.
Is yours quite an intense horn or it's like a little tick-tick?
Yeah. She's from 98. She's pretty hefty.
Do you ever blow the horn at people or cut in or anything like that?
No, I'm too scared.
Really?
No, I just try and give them the evils, but it doesn't work.
What's your, like, if you're coming to pick me up, is it a toot-toot? Just let me know.
Oh, okay, if I do arrive at someone's house, I'll be like, do-do-do-do-do. I go over the
top. You really go on. Right,
yeah, I make up for all the other times that I don't toot the horn.
God, it's been 20 minutes. She's still bloody hoot. So, look, I mean, obviously the typical car horn. You ready for this? After testing out on 100 different people, they have come up with, they think every car horn should be replaced with the sound of a duck.
Shut up.
No joke. Which makes me, these university...
No, there is no way people would seriously say
these
that.
These university people being paid to go and do research, 100 people...
They are having a laugh.
No, someone cuts you off, you... that's what you're...
Don't you think that instantly diffuses the road rage?
That's what they said.
Oh, is that what they're trying to do?
Yeah, all the results show that it actually brings happiness and takes away any aggression or anything in the
track. I do like that side of it. That's good.
Imagine the long weekend group two.
I can't help but smile.
Plus you're trying to do it, rocking up outside someone's house. Oh, PJ's here. Or in your case, it'll be like a whole, come on, seriously.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
It's a non-judgmental zone on this show.
God, no. Yes.
We always say that, you know.
I love strange, interesting people.
Yep.
I love weird stories. Deviant Davo, who is no longer an intern, I will point out.
Thanks, guys.
We'll point out you are now officially a staff member, which means you're on 3 months probation. What's wrong? He's not?
No, I think he's actually unemployed at the moment. They haven't even...
Oh, nice one, Jason.
I haven't signed a contract yet.
Smooth.
Right.
Anyway, we love you. Welcome. Good to have you on the team.
Welcome to limbo. But like he's a crazy, you know, person.
Got our quirks, and I think we should celebrate them.
Exactly.
Keep that in mind, because over the holidays, I spent time with my best friend. It was so good to see her, Gina. We were traveling around, and
I like Gina.
Yeah, I know you do.
Not like that. She's a lovely girl.
Why do you make it weird? I didn't even ask.
Okay.
No, you made it weird. We developed a bit of a habit over the time we were spending together. And we never really done this together before.
Well, hello.
Settle down.
Okay.
We started winking at each other.
Like. Don't be one of them.
And it became a really annoying habit. So I'm trying to find the right context, but you'd say
just
something.
Would you do it to people?
It started off as a joke between us, and we'd just go, hey. And then I started doing it to people that I didn't know that well, and I was like, Polly, you've got to stop this.
Like, with someone to give you a drink?
Yeah,
like,
I went to do it to one of you the other day, and then I was like, no.
There's nothing worse than even adding the sound as well. Like, when you do it, you go, like, just.
The wink sound is awful.
Producer Alex does it sometimes. When we're in Bali, you winked at one of the waiters.
No.
He is a massive winker. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we're in Bali, they bought the drinks.
To people I don't know as well.
It's creepy.
No, I don't know it in a creepy way. It's like fun winking. It's not.
Do you think, if you're a girl in a bar, if a guy winked at you, would you find that a turn on or sleazy? Like, how's this one? What about if our boss, Dean walked through and was like, hey, Peach, gave you a little wink. Creepy? Like, that's.
Depends. It really depends.
See, management, I don't want to be winked at.
No, it is creepy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah.
I was engaging in a creepy act.
I'll tell you what. Do you know a massive winker?
Like, massive winker.
Yeah. Someone out there who's just winking left, right, and center. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, just they'll see someone, whether they're in a bar, a restaurant, wherever it is, if they chuck in a cheeky wink.
I've got a bad case of the winks.
The Jason PJ podcast.
PJ and her friend Gina have started winking. Don't do it.
Not proud of it. Like, I think if we caught up again, we probably wouldn't wink, but it was just one of those embarrassing phases.
Yeah, and so they've now been doing it to just general members of the public.
Not cool.
I find winking creepy.
It is. It is really creepy.
John, you know a massive winker?
Mate, I'm the biggest winker there is, mate. I wink all day and I wink all night.
So, okay, to people you know or people you don't?
My line of work, I wink at them after I produce some sort of positive... I'm not going to say what I do, but when I produce some results, I wink.
Right. Can you tell us,
there is a way of winking and not to make them, uncomfortable. You just do that wink. Add a little bit of R to the end. I know what you're talking about.
No, John, I find the quite
that
creepy.
Makes it worse.
Yeah, I'd prefer a silent wink. I don't want to hear the R afterwards.
Eve, tell us about the big winky, you know.
It's my favourite pastime. I wink at people in general, but it's also to break the ice. But I've actually got a girlfriend who winks a lot too, but she's actually not a winker. She's just adjusting her contact lenses. So boys, she's trying to hit on them, but no, she's actually just... trying to see.
You're right. If someone winked at me, I would take that as a pickup.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, well, they're interested.
Well, hello, good looking. How are you?
Well, when you say good looking, that's okay. And then you just did like an air bite.
Sorry.
You're like, okay.
I'll stick to the wink.
Don't even do that. Definitely don't do the wink. Do what John does with that, and then do an air bite. Like, that's one step away from sexual harassment. Like, so mate, God.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Who is the serial winker that you know?
Well, it's actually me, and I was winking while your thing was going on at my daughter. But I'm a teacher as well, and I wink in the classroom.
No. No, Lisa, we draw the line.
I know. That's what
I said. No. Don't do it to a student,
Lisa.
And
what kind of context?
Oh, just, when you're having a bit of a joke with them, and it's a really over-exaggerated...
Imagine the kid coming back going, oh, my teacher, winked at me in class. You don't. No. Don't do that, mate.
That's really bad.
There is no place for winking, and sure as hell not in the classroom. How's this one? My ex was a serial winker, but they couldn't do it with one eye, so they'd just blink.
ZM's Jason PJ.
So, look, there was a story I brought to the table today. It's from a website, Mumsnet. Don't ask me. I trawl different websites.
Oh, no, I've heard about Mumsnet.
So just people going on there.
I think it's where they go on and, they rant about things and then they find like-minded people who have similar situations.
Right, well, here's the go. Women have taken to Mumsnet to whinge about their husbands. Apparently, frustrated people have taken to the website to share simple things their husbands should know from being married to them, yet they've forgotten, from their date of birth to how they like their coffee.
Oh.
So what we thought we'd do is rather than testing out my marriage, should we test out our work marriage? You and I have worked together for 3 years
now. I always do call you my work hubby.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we've worked together for 3 years now. I probably see you more than my wife.
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh, it's so depressing. I miss my wife.
We can get low in on the show more if you want.
We want to see how well you and I know each other, because I don't think you would actually listen or pay attention to anything I like. You're normally the main person at PJ Land.
I mean, yeah. There's probably a lot more talking than listening over here. Let's be
100%. So, producer Alex, we'll play Quizmaster.
Okay.
You will throw out the topic that we should know about the other person, correct? Are you ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, no.
That's cute. He nodded and then realised it was radio. Okay. All right. First one. This will be good to see how well we know each other. Who's letting down the relationship here?
So, I'll say these in first person and then ladies first, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, ladies first.
Which hairdresser do I go to?
Oh, good one.
Okay, wait. The name of the hairdresser or the person's name?
It should be the person's name. I always talk about the person.
Who
is it?
It's the Irish lady you love.
Oh,
you
think calm down.
No, you think she's beautiful.
Expose them.
Heather.
Heather, damn it! Damn it.
She prefers when I don't go, hi, Heather. PJ.
Okay, who's my late? Okay, well, I've had a few, but you my latest one.
You got some friend that works at L'Oreal and she gives you free hair colour, or you go to over to TVNZ and they
get a free one.
Yeah, free one there. Pretty much whatever's given out a free hairdo. I'm right,
excuse
aren't
me, Jason.
I? Am I right? Am I right?
Jason.
I'm right.
Yeah. Jason. No, but no, you didn't specify a name. So that we both didn't get that.
No, it doesn't matter.
No, we both didn't get that.
Okay.
You didn't know the name.
Oh, you go to freehair.com, whatever
no,
it's called.
Okay, zero all.
I feel like Jason, but he got a half point for that.
Thank you. Fine, next one.
When grabbing fast food on the go, where do I go?
Okay. For Hawkins.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Domino's Pizza.
That would not be my fast food of choice.
On the go, remember I said
on the go.
On the go, McDonald's. McDonald's, Macca's. Love a cheeseburger. Love a cheeseburger. Call it a power burger. Gives me power.
Drive through.
Thank you.
Okay. What would mine be?
PJ, fast food on the go. Or it'd be Macca's as well. What would it be?
Does it have to be like a fast food chain?
Oh, God.
It's got to be
you
fast
You can't
food.
Go to Organic World. Like,
okay, it's, okay. So if I were to be, okay.
It'd be Macca's. I know it would be. Thank you. Boom.
One and a half points.
God, you're really letting down the marriage. Next one.
What's the first thing I do when I wake up?
Okay, I'm going to say you.
Yep.
Go and check on your kids.
Oh, I'll give you that one.
Yes!
Nice.
What do I do?
Oh, please. You go and check your likes on social.
I can't contest it.
Oh, God, I hope I've got some likes on my free L'Oreal hair colour. That'll be good. I'll show the lady and get another
perm. Are you done? Have we got any more questions?
You are a shit work wife.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Spy.co.nz. Kelly Osborne has hit out at a New York branch of Starbucks after she couldn't stop herself from peeing because employees wouldn't let her use the bathroom. So she was at the Pride Parade in New York on Sunday having a good time, and she went to Starbucks, tried to go to door number one, and they literally turned her away from the toilet.
Right, we don't need the graphic details.
Well,
it's not.
She wet herself.
Okay.
It's very different from pooing yourself. No, well, sorry, I didn't.
I know, but you know what I mean? Imagine you working for TMZ. What did you do in there? Was it a one or a two?
She posted a picture online basically saying, shame on you, Starbucks. Hashtag peed my own pants in this location because your shameful employees refused to let me use the toilet. I have pee in my shoes.
I saw this story today. Starbucks came out and said there wasn't even an actual toilet at that Starbucks store.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's not really their fault. You know what I mean? What do you do? Give her a cup?
Yeah, but I guess... What coffee shop doesn't have a toilet? Isn't that...
some coffee
shops... Isn't that mandatory?
No. Like some little coffee shops are so small. Like not,
Starbucks is not a small little coffee shop.
Maybe
it's
it was
very
a small
big.
Starbucks.
Well, I don't know. It's a big Starbucks.
I'm not really sure on the coffee versus toilet, you know, cubic square metres of floor space till you get a toilet.
It's just a bit weird that the coffee shop doesn't have a toilet. Anyway, that is your spy. Rock what you got with OGX Hair Care. Beauty pure and simple.
Right now there's some barista sitting in a 2x2 metre box on Queen Street going, mate, there's no toilet in my shop either. You got a problem with me?
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on City.